Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect, it is 3:30 p.m. Friday, February 8th, 2019. Thank you, Trevor. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum. Present are Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Giesel, Senator Reinbold, Senator Keel, and myself, Chairman Birch. And I don't see any other legislators in the office audience. Please turn off your cell phones if you haven't done so already. And with that, we'll move forward. The purpose of our meeting this afternoon is to review the governor's appointments to two boards, the Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council and the Big Game Commercial Services Board. We'll begin with the two appointees to the Fisherman's Fund, and we'll move on to three appointees to the Big Game Commercial Services Board, then take public testimony on all five appointees, and finish by forwarding the appointee names on to the full legislature for a vote later in the session. I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Senator Kawasaki. Thanks for joining us. First, we'll address the Fisherman's Fund. And first up are appointees to the Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council, which consults with the Commissioner of Labor regarding appeals filed in relation to the care of sick and disabled fishermen. We'll begin, Moses Toyakuk Sr. of Manitowoc, who is a new appointment to the council. This says Marilyn Toyakuk. We have a
Marilyn Charles.
A brief at ease. We're back in order. Let this figured out here. Thanks so much. We have signed up this afternoon an appointee, Marilyn Charles of Ammonic, who is a new appointment to the council. Ms. Charles, if you can hear us, please put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications.
Hi, my name. I'd like to thank you for the appointment. My name is Marilyn Charles. I am from Ammonic. I was raised by Billy and Grace Charles of Ammonic. I'm a mother of three and a significant to other two, Paul Jensen. I went to elementary school in Ammonic, and I graduated high school from Mount Edgecombe. Back in 2006, I was introduced to the insurance and or the safety program, where I refined their safety program along with other people. And through working with a safety program, I was introduced to workers over at Alaska National, and P&I Jonesy Claims. So I'm very familiar with that. I work as a liaison between the clinic and the employees, and the employees with the insurance companies, making sure all their claims are or all the proper documents are filed in a timely manner. And I follow through with the claims from the time the injury happened until they are released for fit for duty. Throughout the salmon season, I work next door to where all the fishermen come to deliver their fish over at Quick Pack Fisheries. So I'm in close proximity, and I'd be available for them, and I'm right there. And I'm sorry, this is my first time testifying.
Well, you're doing great. You're doing great. Thank you.
I have all this every year I'm involved with all the insurance claims with my employees first starting off in QuickPack when I did HR from 2006 when I first got on as the safety manager and until today present with Yukon River Towing, a construction company, and I do all I work with the injured employees and in every injury I'm in communication with all the with all or whatever if the claim was workman's comp or if it was a Jones Act P&I claim. So I have a really good relationship with our insurance companies and our communication is great and I like to see things follow through and make sure everything is completed. And that's my experience with the insurance part of this committee.
Great. Well, Marilyn, sounds like you have a very comprehensive background. Let me see if there's any committee members with questions. I'm seeing none. Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marilyn, thank you for being willing to serve in this way. You did a great job presenting your credentials. Have you ever attended one of these council meetings or watched it online or anything?
I haven't, but I did an internship right straight out of high school when I graduated in 2001 over at Senator Murkowski's office. So we're always involved with whatever meetings he had to go through because we were shadowing in every part or every meeting that he had to go through. And we had to sit and observe. And so that's my experience with sitting in. I mean, I did some lobbying in my younger years, but the only time I really sat in any of your meetings was when I was working as an intern.
Okay, that's great. So the Fishermen's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council, you've not attended one of those meetings?
No.
Okay, all right. That's great. Wonderful. I see in here an intern for Senator Frank Murkowski. What a great experience and opportunity that must have been. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Charles, for your willingness to serve and for your comments tonight. If you would be willing to stay online until we, conclude public testimony, we have a few other folks in front of us, then we'd be happy to follow up after that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Moses Toyakakek. From a senior, a Fisherman's Fund advisory appointee from Monocktock. Sir?
He's not online.
Pardon me?
He's not in yet.
Oh, okay. Take a knees. Back at it here this afternoon. We've got an individual here up for appointment who will be online a little bit later. With that, we'll move to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. These appointees to the Big Game Commercial Services Board licenses and regulates providers of commercial services to big game hunters in the interest of the state's wildlife resources. We'd like to begin first with Jason Bunch of Kodiak, who was first appointed to the board in 2018, is now up for reappointment. Mr. Bunch, would you be able to put your name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications?
Mr. Chairman, he's not on it either.
Well, gee whiz. Okay. How about...
Richards is online.
He's a witness.
He's for comment.
He's a comment. Mark Richards.
I guess we can take public testimony after. I don't have... he doesn't... Let's take a little bit of ease here. Back at it. Thank you for the instruction here. I understand Tom Harris, an appointee to the Big Game Board, may be online. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hallelujah. Tom, welcome this afternoon to the our committee meeting, and please put your name on the record and let the committee be aware of your experience and qualifications, sir.
Thank you, sir. My name is Alfred Thomas Harris. I'm a candidate designee for the landowner seat of the Big Game Commercial Services Board. I am a territorial Alaskan-born Alaska Native from Alaska's Deep South, the community of Saxman, Alaska. I'm a descendant of the Tongass tribe as well as a descendant of Richard Harris, who is co-founder of the city of Juneau with Joe Juneau. I have the honor and privilege of serving as CEO for Kinnikotnu Incorporated. It is the Yangtze Village Corporation for the Kinnik-Wasilla area, whose land holdings begin at the headwaters of the Susitna and extend to Chinitna Bay in South Cook Inlet. I also serve as a director for Cape Fox Corporation and Yangtze Village Corporation for the Saxman community near Ketchikan. I've also served as the past president for Alaska Village Initiatives and past executive management for three other Yangtze Village Corporations, whose land ownerships total nearly 800,000 acres in the Sea Alaska, Doyon, and Cook Inlet regions. In my service as past president of Alaska Village Initiatives, we pursued community economic development goals of locally enhanced food security issues, identifying best practices and barriers to success. The goal of AVI as a federally created community enterprise development corporation is to assist its members, which include all Yangtze corporations and tribes, as the largest landowner group in the nation, to meet their goals of achieving food and energy security from their own lands. We may recall that Alaska was historically considered the wildlife treasure of America during the territorial days. However, by 2004, Alaska was documented as the least productive wildlife hunter harvest state in the nation for hoofed wildlife. From 2001 to 2008, Alaska recorded a loss of documented hoofed wildlife harvest of 23%. This research was further documented that more hoofed wildlife was harvested by hunters within 50 miles of Washington, D.C. than was harvested in all of Alaska from 2001 to 2008. If this loss was documented by the Department of Fish and Game and the Kenai Peninsula Moose News, winter of 2013-2014, in which they documented only 66 moose harvested in the Kenai during 2012. This compares to an annual hunter harvest of 700 to 2,400 moose recorded during the Hammett administration. I'll stop here, Mr. Chairman, and that concludes my comments. I'll be prepared to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your remarks. Mr. Harris, I'll see if there's any questions from the committee. Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Harris, thank you for your testimony, and what a great resume and family history. You were appointed in September, so you've been on this board for, I don't know, looks like maybe close to 6 months or so. What is your impression of this? It looks like probably you enjoy it, or you wouldn't have applied for reappointment. Tell us a little bit about your impression of the board and what it's like to serve on it.
I thank you for the question, Senator. I've enjoyed the meeting the professionals there and the community. While I don't have a hunting license myself, I greatly respect the hunters and the work that they do. I'm educated in Texas as a result of being able to attend Christian School College there and worked on the farms and ranches there, and I'm very much aware of the efforts that go into managing a wildlife habitat. My impression of what we have here in Alaska is that we are missing a lot of resources that have been made available to the other 49 states, and that our guides are operating in a depleted resource that needs to be restored. They need to be given the tools to make that happen, and they need the partnership of the state, the federal government, and the private landowners to make that happen. I hope that answers the question.
Very well answered the question. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And seeing no other questions, thank you, Mr. Harris, for your willingness to serve and for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take a brief at ease, and we'll see if we have anybody else on the line. Okay, we are back. It looks like we have another nominee here. We have, I understand, Jason Bunch, Big Game Board appointment from Kodiak, maybe online. Mr. Bunch?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Before we get started, my phone call has dropped about six or seven times in the last 20 minutes or 15 minutes, so I apologize if we get this cut short.
Oh, no problem. You're coming through clear right now, Jason. So just put your name in the record, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about your experience and qualifications.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, thank you for taking the time to hear from the recent appointees for the Big Game Commercial Services Board. My name is Jason Bunch. I'm a retired Coast Guard helicopter rescue swimmer, raced for the last 13 and 20 years of service. I've been a resident of Alaska for 21 years. My wife and I have two boys and are happy to call Kodiak our home. I've been attending the Big Game Commercial Services Board meetings and participating in the subcommittee process since 2011. I was appointed to the vacant registered guide seat last year. In the last 10 months, we've been very busy and successful on the board. We finished a complete update to the registered guide outfitter exam. We continue to work on regulations concerning assistant guide licensure. We work with land managers, state law enforcement, and licensees to draft and adopt multiple position statements to clarify various statutes and regulations. We've reviewed and commented on multiple bills regarding big game guiding and transporting. We've reviewed multiple statutes and regulations to further clarify and improve efficiencies. And we have witnessed the efforts of licensees and the division to eliminate the $1 million deficit we inherited. During my tenure in the Coast Guard, I was fortunate to learn what it means to be a professional. I hope to continue to foster that same level of professionalism for Alaska's guide industry by serving on the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Thank you.
Thank you for your introduction and comments, Mr. Bunch. Let me see if there's any questions from the committee members. Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bunch, thank you for your service on this board, and I really appreciate how hard the board has worked to remediate that deficit that the board was running. What do you see as the current challenges that the board is facing?
Certainly, thank you, Senator Giesel. I appreciate those comments. I think moving forward, obviously the deficit was a major concern for us. Moving forward, I think we have a little small adjustments to just further our efficiency. That's going to take us some time to work through some of those little cobwebs that have been kind of growing for many years. But I think we have a good position with land managers, with law enforcement, to kind of work through and maybe provide some solutions to some small problems that we have. And I think that's going to help us in the future. That's our that's what we are hurdles.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Bunch, for your answer.
Thank you. Another question, Senator Reinbold.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make a comment. I just think it's so impressive when you're willing to do the subcommittee work and the committee work. At one point, I was on 8 boards, committees, and subcommittees, and it was all-consuming. And for you to put 7 to 8 years in this is just so impressive because you're coming with just an amazing amount of knowledge. And I just really want to say thank you for stepping up, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I hope I can make you proud and continue to serve this board. I really enjoy it. I enjoyed working with the licensees. There's a lot of professional members that do a lot of work to ensure that our guide industry is professional and seen as professional. Okay. Industry brings a lot of money to the state of Alaska. That's what supports and our economies, especially in Kodiak, where I live. Our community relies on guiding. So I think it's our duty to ensure that it's a profession that's regarded at a pretty high standard.
Thank you. Senator Reinbold, follow-up.
Jason, I'm just so impressed. Thank you. That was an excellent answer, and I just want to take note. My mom got a Kodiak Bear way back in the 60s, and it's just an amazing place. It's really, really honored to have you on this board.
Great. Thank you very much. And if you wouldn't mind, if you can stay online till we should have any public testimony after that. If you can stay until we conclude public testimony, we'd very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Next, I understand. Thank you, sir, very much. Next, we have Moses Toyakak, a senior, and he is from
Manicotic.
Manicotic.
Moses Toyakak from Manicotic.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very nice to hear your voice coming through loud and clear. Could you share with us some of your experience and qualifications? And thank you for your interest in this appointment.
Okay. I was appointed to the Fisherman's Fund Council. And I've been a commercial fisherman all of my life, since I was a little boy. So starting sip knitting and live in Manicotti, Alaska. It's in Bristol Bay. And over the years, I've been involved with local government, mayor for Manicotti for over 20 years, village council member and president at the same time. And I've been involved with other fishery-related advisors, council, and was in a member of BBDC when it first formed, and BBRSI, and currently I'm still in the city council for more than 40 years now, and still active in the council. And I went to quite a few meetings to testify my opposition for Pebble Mine, because I'm a fisherman and my community is a fishing community. We've tried to, you know, keep our pristine water clear from getting contaminated, because the mine is above our area, our fishing district, Nooshiegaak, and that's why I was against it. And our community, we're located close to Dillingham, west, a little west of Dillingham, 23 miles. And our communities mostly, we practice our subsistence way of life.
Does that conclude your comments, Moses?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see if there's any questions from the committee members. Senator Giesel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moses, I'm reading your letter of application, and you have a very impressive involvement in your community and certainly in the fishing industries, even including the Walrus Commission. And a pilot for Manicotti Air at one point, so that's pretty impressive. What drew you to apply for the Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council?
I was called by the assistant, one of the staff for the, I mean, the governor, and they told me I was elected by the governor. I was so surprised.
Well, he must have seen a lot of good qualities in you, and certainly an impressive history in the fishing industry and in Alaska. So thank you very much for being willing to serve. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none. Thank you, Moses. And if you wouldn't mind, could you please stay on the line until we've concluded public testimony? I believe we have one more nominee to come before us this afternoon. And thank you again. Last but certainly not least, we have Cash Joyce of Wasilla. Cash was first appointed in 2018 and is now up for reappointment. I would ask Mr. Joyce to put his name on the record and tell the committee about your experience and qualifications. Mr. Joyce, are you online? Was your phone muted, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Mr. Joyce? Take a brief at ease here when we figure this out. Okay, call us back to order. I think Mr. Joyce will not be able to join us immediately, but what we would like to do, since we have our other nominees online, and we do have at least two folks signed up for public testimony, what we'd like to do is to move into public testimony. Let me confirm that we can go to Mr. Wayne Cubitt. Wayne, with the Alaska Professional Hunters Association, Wasilla, and with that, we will open public testimony. Wayne, are you online?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair and the Senate Resources. I'm Wayne Cubitt. I'm Vice President of Alaska Professional Hunters Association, APHA for short. I'm representing APHA today in my testimony. APHA supports the confirmation of Jason Bunch to another term on the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Jason is a 20-plus year resident of Alaska, and since he became a registered guide in 2012, has been an active participant in Board of Game and Big Game Commercial Service Board activities. Jason is very personable and respectful and brings dedication and energy to all that he does. Being from Kodiak, he also balanced the board's perspective with his knowledge on the coastal and island areas of Alaska. Jason is fair-minded, results-oriented, and works hard. During his past year on the board, he has come up to speed very fast and is fully engaged in the process. As evident, as you evidenced by his personal testimony just now, we feel he is a strong asset on the board and will continue to be. APHA also supports Cash Joyce for another term on the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Cash is a lifelong Alaskan who has spent time throughout Alaska and has lots of experience. He has also come up to speed fast during his last term and been active and dedicated in the board process. We feel he, too, is a strong asset on the board and will continue to be. And we'd also like, we also appreciate Tom Harris's willingness to serve on our board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Let me see if there's any questions. Seeing none. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your testimony this afternoon. Next, we have Mark Richards with the Resident Hunters of Alaska in Fairbanks. Mark, you online?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed.
Hi. Yes, thank you, Chairman Birch and members of the Senate Resources Committee. For the record, my name is Mark Richards. I'm calling in from Fairbanks, where it's currently overcast and a balmy 21 degrees above zero. We're enjoying it. I'm the Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska. We pronounce our acronym RAC, and I'm here today representing some 2,000 Alaskans and their families from across the state. I'm calling today to provide our comments on the three appointments to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. As the representative of RAC, I attend all Big Game Commercial Services Board meetings, and I currently sit on the Transporter Subcommittee of that board. The reason RAC participates is because we want to keep up to speed on guiding and transporter issues that affect resident hunters and weigh in on those issues through that public process. Regarding Jason Bunch, as our letter to the committee states, which I hope you have, we fully support his reappointment to a guide seat that filled a vacancy a year ago. I've been nothing but extremely impressed with Mr. Bunch since his appointment. He deeply cares about both the guide industry and the public interest. He does his homework, and he is a huge asset to this board. We fully support him. Regarding Tom Harris, I saw and met him first at the meeting last month, and I was impressed that for a landowner seat, he speaks his mind during board deliberations, and he engages the public during recesses. His vast background on wildlife management issues and food security is extremely impressive. We support his appointment for the landowner seat. Finally, as far as Cash Joyce, and here's where it gets hard for me, it's really unfortunate that we must oppose him. I want to state that again. We oppose his reappointment. He also filled a vacancy a year or so ago and has proved to be knowledgeable. He does his homework, participates in deliberations, engages with the public. I have not a darn thing bad to say about Cash. He's an impressive individual all the way around. But as we stated to the former administration, we have serious concerns with a member for a designated seat who also holds a license for another seat. There are great tensions between the transporter and guide industry. There needs to be a clear delineation between the guide and transporter seats. It is an inherent conflict of interest if a board member holds both a transporter and guide license and serves in either of those seats. So for those reasons, unfortunately, we cannot support Mr. Cash. Thank you for the opportunity to comment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Richards, for your testimony. I'll see if there's any questions from the committee. Seeing none. Thank you, sir. And we do have your letter here in front of us as well. Let's see, I don't believe we have anybody else signed up to testify. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify this afternoon? Seeing none. Let's see, let's take a brief at ease, which may move. Yes. With that, we will close public testimony, and we'll take a 20-minute recess, come back at 4:30 when we believe our final nominee will be checking in. So,
Mr. Chairman, a question.
Yes.
Were you going to offer opportunity for closing remarks for those appointees who we've already completed?
It would be my intent that if they choose to wait for us for another 20 minutes, then they can, yeah. Or actually, we could probably, since we have concluded public testimony, maybe we ought to proceed with closing comments from each of them. Thank you, Senator Giesel. It's a good observation. With that, before we take a recess, let's see if Moses, are you still online with us, sir? Would you like to make any concluding comments following public testimony?
Yeah. If elected, you know, I'll be willing to serve. I've never served in a situation like this before, but I'm willing to serve.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for offering up your time and availability for this appointment, and very much appreciate your interest. And with that, we'll move to Marilyn Charles. Marilyn, you still online?
Yes. I too, if accepted for this position, I'd be ready and willing to be there for my fishermen out on the lower Yukon, because I'm available. I'm right there in that fishing community and willing to learn as we progress through the fishing season, upcoming fishing season. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Charles. That's appreciate your willingness to serve and availability this afternoon. Next, we have Jason Bunch. Jason, you still online? Maybe not. Okay. And finally, if Jason's not there, Mr. Tom Harris of Anchorage, any concluding comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did submit a document. I hope it's part of your file. It's part of the testimony, and the encouragement to the committee is to be aware of the information that's there. I do continue to work as a member of Alaska Village Initiatives for the goal of food and energy security. Thanks to the efforts of AVI under the leadership of its president, Charles Parker, we are building completing interest relationships with USDA. We now have 18 tribal conservation districts in the state. There will soon be 23 and more. These are partners for the process of rebuilding wildlife habitat and bringing wildlife populations back up again. So I hope that that's a resource that as you as committee members become aware of, and again, we focus on completing interests rather than competing interests. And I thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I'll be available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris. I don't see any questions. I believe that's a concluding remarks from four of our five nominees this afternoon. I think we'll take a 15-minute recess until 4:30 when we understand that Mr. Joyce may be available to call in. So with that, we'll take a 15-minute recess. Last nominee or appointment for consideration this afternoon, Cash Joyce for the Big Game Board. Cash is from Wasilla, and I understand, Cash, you may be online. Is that, are you here?
Yeah, Cash Joyce is present.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're coming through loud and clear, sir. Welcome, and thank you for being available here this afternoon online. We have a actually six of our seven committee members here this afternoon, and we'd love to hear your kind of a brief statement, a little background, qualifications, and interest for the position, sir.
Okay. For the record, I am Cash Joyce. I have been on the Big Game Commercial Services Board for a year in the transporter position. Last year, there was a great deal of concern that I might have a conflict of interest being a registered guide outfitter. So I was going to address that a little bit. Our guiding business, Vast Alaska LLC, is a seasonal business that provides a portion of our income. Neocola Mountain Air is an air taxi providing on-demand passengers and cargo in Alaska. Our operating certificate is in the FAQ to be amended to what's termed a basic, which entitles Neocola Mountain Air to have multiple pilots and multiple aircraft. Also, our recent acquisition of a helicopter for flight training purposes adds to the value of our growing air service. And without a doubt, we are diversified, but so is a successful business. In this attempt, I wish to quell any confusion about my conflict of interest on the Big Game Commercial Services Board. My most prudent qualifications for the board are my 2018 experience on the board, and although brief, it has gained me a working knowledge of policymaking amongst varying opinions. I want to serve on the board to be a positive influence and a voice for Alaskans. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Joyce. We'll see if any committee members have questions around the table. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Joyce, thanks for diving into that. I appreciate it. We did get one letter. Can you just sort of give the committee maybe a ballpark between the guide operations and the transporter part of your air operations? I mean, is it 50-50 your income, or is it, you know, three-quarters on the transport? I mean, just rough numbers.
Well, rough numbers, I would probably say 50-50. You know, we're pretty diverse as an air taxi. We are in helicopter operations or beginning to. My wife has a huge background in helicopter industry. She flies for Life Med, and anyways, we're a growing air taxi, and with that, yeah, one business supports another. And besides those two businesses, I mean, I fly for Aleutians East or Aleutians Adventures, a PICTA. I do a lot of building for them on the Alaska Peninsula, as well as like the Chignik's. And so, yeah, it's pretty diverse. It's probably like 33%. As far as income, and but yeah, our ultimate goal is our air service, and if one supports the other, I mean, that's how it's got to be.
Thank you.
That concludes your questions. Any other questions, Senator Coghill?
Thank you. Only heard good things about you, Cash. So the question I think that was brought up is the transporter seat versus the other seat for the Big Game license. Help me understand how that could actually come into tension when it comes to working on this board.
How it could come into tension is I guess for some people, they see it as a conflict of interest that I might vote on behalf on, you know, the guiding industry versus the transport industry. But as you can see, you know, my guiding business makes money, but my equity and capital is really tied up in my transporting business. And transporting, that's a state mandated license, but truly my capital and my investment is really tied up in my air taxi business. And so I think I represent air taxis well, but I do have a working knowledge of big game outfitting, so that helps.
So, hello, Cash, thank you very much. Probably one of the questions that comes before us as legislators is how do we work with the big game, because we keep talking about having a some kind of a designated area, and we've looked at that in a number of years in working with the federal government. But one of the questions that always comes up is transporters. And so if you have a designated area for certain types of guides, we found, at least I have, that the transporters sometimes don't have to live within those regulations. Explain to me, because you get to see both sides of it, is there an honest tension there? Do we have to look at transporters differently than we do? Let's just say if we had a designated area for so many guides.
Sure, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. The way I see it, you know, it's a little more complex than the title transporter. A person can be a transporter, be an outfitting transporter, or they can be an air taxi, or they can be an air taxi that has purchased a transporter license in order for state regulation to be able to advertise and charge more than the usual tariff. So it's such a broad term, the word transporter, but it's really diverse when it really comes down to rulemaking. And I think that's something that is that's not entirely understood. So as far as being an air taxi, I don't know how you could really regulate where a person does air commerce. There's the Federal Aviation Supremacy Law that actually allowed us an air certificate holder to engage in air commerce. And then you have a state license called the transporter license that is limiting, but if you have the air taxi designation, it's not really limiting on what areas you do your air commerce. Now, an outfitter with a transporter license, now that's something you could probably impose an area to successfully, but I just don't know how it would work with somebody that is already a bona fide air taxi to regulate an area where he could do intrastate commerce when the federal government has already allowed him to legally do intrastate commerce.
Thank you. That actually put a couple more, a little better explanation to me, because when we start talking guide concessions, this question always comes up. And we try to figure out how do we get a guide concession area. And as you heard, you may not have heard this, but we're looking at how to ramp up the abundance while we're still talking about guide concessions and transporters. And so you helped me think my way through it a little bit. So along the way, I'll probably ask more questions. But today, I don't know what to do with the information I got. So, but I know that at least from the sounds of it, you know well enough that they're not so conflicting that you can't work on this board with that knowledge conflicting you. It sounds like one way or another you're economically tied to it, so I appreciate the knowledge.
Yeah, thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Joyce. Appreciate you taking the time to call in this afternoon, and very much appreciate your interest in the big game commercial services board. With that, that concludes the five appointments that we were to consider this afternoon. We did have a public hearing open earlier today, and I see no one in the room that is interested in testifying, and we have no one else who has called in. So with that, we have concluded public testimony on that. And at this point, if there's no further questions or comments, we'll pass around a signing sheet, which for the record reads, quote, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council, Moses Toyakak Sr. from Manicotec, Marilyn Charles from Ammonic, Big Game Commercial Services Board nominees, Jason Bunch from Kodiak, Cash Joyce from Wasilla, and Tom Harris from Anchorage. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any future sessions. With that, let's pass the paperwork out, take a brief recess, pass the paperwork out, and then we will close. Thank you. Back on the record, I just want to take this opportunity to thank our appointees for being available for the hearing this afternoon, and I want to really thank our support staff here in the Capitol for their efforts in facilitating this discussion. We had obviously candidates from Manitowoc, Ammonic, Kodiak, Wasilla, and Anchorage, so we are spread out all over the state. I think it went very well, and I appreciate committee members also for your participation this Friday afternoon for being here. Our next committee meeting will be held at 3:30 p.m. on Monday, the February 11th, where we intend to take up SB 22, the fishery enhancement projects, and with that, this meeting is adjourned at 4:37. Thank you.